email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Ukraine were crowned the winners of the Eurovision Song Contest. There's the answer to the question. On Saturday night from Turin, following the public vote, there was a stark contrast from the glitz and glamour of the song contest in Turin, counterpointed by a man in a bunker who was willing his country to victory. That man is Timur Morozhniченко. He's Ukraine's Marty Whelan, just to, you know, to give you a reference point. And he's on the line, ready to speak to us now. How are you, Timur?
Hi, thank you, fine.
Yes, before we chat, we're going to have a listen to your reaction to your country winning the Eurovision at Saturday's final in Turin. Have you listened back to this?
Yeah, sure, a lot of times.
Okay, a lot of times. Okay, here's Timur. Listen to it. This could be when they got the over 400 points, or it could be when they were announced the winner. I'm not too sure because we don't speak your language. But let's play it in. Here we go.
Україна переможець Євробачення 2022! Україна! Як же це важливо зараз для нас, друзі? Не стримуйте емоцій. Хочете плакати, плачте. Хочете стрибати, стрибайте. Ось цей момент.
A lot of emotion there. What were you saying, Timur?
I suggest, of course, Ukraine. I think you understood that.
Yes.
And after that, I said that this is a very important moment. And if you want to cry, you have to cry. If you want to jump, you can jump. Do everything you want because we need these emotions to explode out from us, blow up our hearts. You know, just to understand, you know.
Yes.
From 24th of February, all of Ukrainians have so many different emotions, and all of them pretty negative, you know. Mm. And at that moment, when we saw that all Europe stands with us, all Europe supports us, it's very important for us, you know, just to understand that we are not alone in this war.
Yes. And you were there, and it is stark, the contrast between the glitz and the glamour and the high tech of the stadium in Turin, and you in a bunker with a couple of laptop monitors in front of you. That's a big contrast. And what has been the reaction generally in Ukraine to the win? Because it seems a little bit small, you know, compared to what's going on, or maybe I'm mistaken.
No, it's a real national party right now, but without party, of course, because we don't have an opportunity to celebrate it. We have a lot to do.
Yes.
So, you know, on social media, on TV, everywhere, you know, right now people just talking about this moment and singing Stefania song. You know, even the train between Kyiv and Ivano-Frankivsk, it's the region where Kalush city is situated. Even this train now departs from the central station with the song Stefania.
Right. Okay. And tell us a little bit about Kalush Orchestra. And the song is about a mother, isn't it? Stefania is a mother.
Yeah, yeah. Mother of Oleg, the leader and founder of the Kalush band.
Yeah, and it's
actually he has a birthday today.
Oh, does he? Right. Well, yeah, what a way to celebrate your birthday. But he's gone back to the front line now, is he? He's gone back into Ukraine from Italy.
Maybe not to front line, but no. To Ukraine, of course. Yeah.
Okay.
Because
okay.
Thanks to armed forces of Ukraine, the front line, for example, from Kalush city, is about 800 kilometers away. From Kyiv, it's 500-600 kilometers away.
Right. And tell us a little bit about him. And I was watching the national final, your national final, and his mother was there in the audience, and they took a shot of her. It's an ode to his mother. It's showing his appreciation for what she has done for him.
You know, this song was like a surprise for his mother because she didn't hear it before that moment.
Right.
So on national final, it was like dedication, of course, to her. And with this song, he just wanted to ask her mother to forgive him that he was a bad boy earlier. Now he's much better.
Yes, yes, he's better behaved. Yeah. And I was saying, maybe I got it wrong, but the whistle in the middle, is that Telenka? Is that what it's called? Telenka? No. The whistle that's played, you know,
I think you might even better know than me.
Okay, right. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, yeah. So it was a lovely break from what's happening there, and sort of a sliver of light, I suppose, for the people of Ukraine. How did you celebrate yourself, Timur?
Oh, our celebration was pretty interesting because just 5 minutes after the grand final, Mr. Putin decided to congratulate us in his favorite way. He launched missiles to Ukraine. The massive air raid alert was all over Ukraine, and we've been in the bunker till 6 a.m. because six or eight missiles striked and hit at the region we've been working from.
And do you think, Timur, that was a coincidence or?
Hard to say. It's hard to say. There are no logic decision in the from that side. So it's hard to say. But next day, we saw some bombs from Russian side with the signs. Carlos, you've asked about help to Azov. You've got it.
Right. So they had written on the bombs about Kalush.
Yeah.
Right. So maybe it wasn't a coincidence. Now here's something. And like it's. The Eurovision taking on huge importance because that win, and now, as everybody knows, the country that win hosted the next year. Dare we think about May 2023 and what the situation might be like in your country?
You know, this morning I've had a small talk with the Minister of Culture of Ukraine, Oleksandr Tkachenko, and he said Eurovision Song Contest 2023 will be in Ukraine. And that's it.
Right.
So that's
defiant, isn't it? That's saying it.
Yeah. You know, we have a couple of months before the final decision where to host Eurovision next year, and we strongly believe in our armed forces of Ukraine.
Yes, and what would it be? Kyiv, because Kyiv has hosted before. I was there actually, and somebody mentioned Mariupol.
Mariupol is impossible, of course, because the city is completely destroyed, completely. Right. Okay. It'll take, I don't know, 4 or 5 years at least to rebuild it, fully rebuild. Mm-hmm. So, of course, President Zelensky has written on his Instagram that someday, we will definitely welcome all the people to Eurovision in Mariupol.
Uh-huh. But someday, not next year.
Yeah. Someday, not next year.
Okay.
Okay. You know, I think that big cities of Ukraine are absolutely ready to meet millions of fans, of course, but the biggest one, I mean, Kyiv, Odessa, Lviv, maybe Kharkiv, Dnipro, but of course not Mariupol for this time.
Timur Morozhniченко, thanks so much. And it was great to see you celebrate with such emotion on Saturday.
Hey, before you let me go, I want to say once again, thank you so much for this wonderful support. Now, we really know that we are not alone in this war. We know that we have a lot of brothers and sisters all over Europe, and it's give us a huge power. We will definitely win. Thank you.
Just because I've been struggling with, you know, what people say at the end then, is it power to Ukraine? How do you say that in your language?
It's better to say Slava Ukraini.
Say again?
Glory to Ukraine. Yes. Slava Ukraini.
Slava Ukrainia. Slava Ukrainia. Okay. Yeah. Thanks very much, Timur. Mind yourself. Stay safe. Bye now.
Thank you. Right. Yeah, see you next year.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.